Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
It's Paul Hamilton.
That's what they called me in college, Mr. Bone.
He has the facts to back up his opinions.
People ask me, well, how are the Sabres going to, are they going to win tonight? I don't have a clue.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Mr. Paul Hamilton joining us on the Wester Hotline. Paul, did you see the Northern Lights last night? I saw the forecast was that we might get some. Joe, you?
No,
Evan. Anybody see him last night?
Paul, you might live in an area where it's more likely than me. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. I didn't know there was a possibility yesterday. Mm.
Have you seen him before?
I have not.
Mm. All right. I remember last summer we saw him a little
last
bit.
Last summer, though, it was a thing where like you could barely see him until you put your phone up to it, and then in your phone you could see them clearly, and it almost felt like it was fake.
Yeah.
But
you could see a little bit last year. Anyway, good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. Back from vacation, refreshed, ready for this Stanley Cup final between Edmonton and Florida. I mean, you know, before we get to the Sabres, I think it's good for the league. This series last year was great and had an incredible storyline, and for that to come back again, I think it's a win for the NHL this series.
Yeah, I'm hoping we get a good. I mean, I thought Dallas and Edmonton was going to be a good series, and it turned out not to be. And we wound up with only five games, and it wasn't all that great. And so I'm hoping, you know, I have a lot of hope that this is going to be a great series. So go to seven games and, you know, maybe replace what I thought we were going to get with Dallas and Edmonton.
Do you have a thought, Paul, on what transpired at the end there for Peter DeBoer and Jake Oettinger?
I'm back from vacation, so I didn't know if you guys talked about this, but I wanted.
We hadn't yet.
Okay, good. I wanted to make sure because what on earth is Peter DeBoer doing?
And not even just like one. There's pulling Oettinger. There's the weird video of them not making any eye contact on the bench. But then, I don't know, Paul. Like, how often do you hear a coach talk the way he did about a player when he said that he's right, like he said he's lost six of seven games to Edmonton, talking about Oettinger. Not, I mean, how many 999 times out of 1,000 a coach is gonna, you know, butter that up to be like it's the team and we've lost, you know? There was no we, it was more talking about Oettinger specifically.
Yeah, and if that's a thing that you want to bring up and thinking about, well, that's something you're going to talk about before the game. That's your starting goalie. I mean, if that's a thing and you're thinking, well, he's lost six or seven, we got to do something else, well, then you would have went to DeSmith to start the game. Not after you've started the game, you're in the game, and there's been two shots, and they're in your net, and that's your reason for, you know, for pulling. I mean, I kind of get it, but the thing is, too, this isn't just some January game, you know, where, well, you pull the goalie, maybe you get the team fired up, and you know, I understand all that, but at the end of the day, you need to win this hockey game. Who, at the end of the day, gives you the best chance to win the hockey game, even after the two goals? And the second goal, yeah, I'd like a big save there. Absolutely. It's, you know, the guy breaks in. You want to get a big save out of your goaltender, especially a goaltender who's one of the better goaltenders in the National Hockey League. But, again, I'll say it again. I mean, who gives you the best chance to win the hockey game? Even when you come back, and Dallas started to come back They scored a couple of goals, and they started to come back. And then I'm thinking, well, if Dallas scores again here, they may be sorry they did this, because they're not going to go back to them. You know, so it just, you know, didn't make any sense. And then, you know, the way he talked about it afterwards, and, you know, Ottinger spoke for like 10 minutes at locker cleanout and was, you know, he didn't rip into his coach or anything else. You know, he talked about that, you know, he needs to be better, and he wasn't, and, you know, he was pretty classy in the way he handled it.
I know it's still a couple days old, and we'll get on to the Sabres and Kekalainen, but was it one of the all-time great moments in broadcast history to see Ray Ferraro standing right next to him, talking about him?
Yeah,
that's, I mean, all-time awkward moments, and what a watch that was when that.
But give Ray credit; he did not back down of his comments at all.
Yeah,
You know, he said what he felt and what he had to say, and I give him a lot of credit for that. That's not an easy thing to do.
Yeah. Yep. The other thing quickly on this that was kind of crazy, again, like DeBoer, weirdly how this was handled, is after he calls that timeout, they huddle up, he's giving the fiery speech or whatever, and they all separate. Ottinger starts skating back to the net, and then DeBoer is screaming at him, like, hey, get back here, you're out. Like, it's interesting that he didn't communicate to Ottinger that you had been pulled, or maybe just didn't hear him because it was loud in there. I don't know. But the whole thing is weird, especially that's your star goalie who's under contract for 8 years. Like, you're not going to want any type of poisonous relationship with him going forward.
And he said he hadn't talked to him yet at all, you know,
okay.
Afterwards. I mean, it's like, you haven't talked to him yet? You might want to. Yeah. You do have a season next year.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to fire you or anything. You might want to get together with them and chat with them.
Yeah.
So does Jarmo Kekalainen have what it takes to swing a trade for Jake Ottinger, because he's going to be so upset? Yeah, I'm just going to – we'll save it for a Let's Get Stupid later today, later this week, later this offseason.
Yeah, stupid season's about to begin.
I mean, awesome. Right? Why not? All right, Paul, so the addition of Jarmo Kekalainen to the Sabres front office – you know, what's the big picture view here? It's something the Sabres wanted to do. We knew they wanted to add some kind of senior leadership. How do you like Kekalainen as the landing spot?
Well, the nice thing, there are a lot of nice things about it. I mean, he did the job for a long time in Columbus. He's done pretty much everything in the front office. You know, he was director of player personnel with Ottawa. He was assistant GM and director of amateur scouting with St. Louis. He also was a general manager in Finland, as well as with Columbus. And he was able to make a big move in a market where you would say, wow. I mean, think back to when Johnny Gaudreau was a free agent. The Columbus Blue Jackets were never, ever mentioned by anybody as being in on that. You know, it was all the big teams. You know, I'm trying to think. I know the Rangers might have been part
Philly
of it.
And with New Jersey were in on that too.
Right. Yeah. You know, it was those big teams. And then next thing you know, well, the Columbus Blue Jackets have signed Johnny Gaudreau. And it's like, what? They did? When did that happen? You know, nobody really knew anything about it. So, you know, he's not afraid to take a big swing. And he's been able to take a big swing when nobody thought he could get it done and get it done. And that's what the Buffalo Sabres need, is to be able to get it done. I mean, I talked about how, you know, Adams wasn't wrong when he was saying this isn't a destination when he was with the palm trees and all that kind of stuff. But it's not a destination because they've gone 14 years in a row without being in the playoffs.
Yeah, and part of the problem, Paul, there was the guy that's supposed to sell people to come here isn't supposed to say that out loud. You know,
like, yeah, but
that's it.
He wasn't wrong in the premise of what he was saying. So, you know, this is a big off season. I mean, you know, I've talked about getting Ekblad as a partner for Owen Power. Well, Ekblad, I'm sure Buffalo isn't number one on his destination list to come here. I mean, it's going to take, you know, some gumption and some maybe figure it out in a way that maybe other teams didn't, type of thing, to get a player like that. Or if you're looking at a Sam Bennett or somebody like that, well, I mean, any name you want to bring up here, none of them probably have Buffalo at the top of the list.
Right.
So you're going to have to be able to do something that helps get a player here and get that type of thing done, because that, to me, is Adam's weakness. I mean, I know it's difficult. I know you need two people to have a trade partner. I know maybe the guys who you wanted to trade for last summer weren't traded, at least at that point. One of them was traded in the middle of the season. But still, it's your job. It's your job to be able to get that done.
So, Paul, with that in mind, do you feel like this is a, not exactly a preview, but is this an offseason that needs a move like that? You're talking Ekblad or Bennett or a big trade or an aggressive mindset from Kekalainen, whether that's the Pettersson trade idea, something that, you know, the Sabres need a little bit of a push to get over the line. Do you feel like this is an offseason where there could be a move that kind of turns heads, that surprises people because it's a big move from them?
Well, that's what, you know, they need to become better defensively, and they need to find a partner for Owen Power. Well, who could help you in both those areas? That's where, you know, the Ekblad idea would come. I mean, he's tough. He's been around. He's a champion. He's a very good player. Are you going to have to overpay? Yeah, sure. But go ahead and overpay. I mean, you have a salary cap that's going to be going up each of the next 3 years. So to me, it's worth it. I think he is perfect for what, you know, Owen Power needs. Right-handed shooting defenseman. He brings toughness. He brings a winning pedigree. You know, he's just the type of player that I think Owen Power needs. So, all right, how do you figure out how to go get that? Because they're not going to make the playoffs if they're still 29th in the NHL in defense.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hanging their goalies out, you know, and all that. So, but to me, that's such a priority for them that's what I'd be looking at.
Paul Hamilton with us on the Western Hotline. Paul, have you thought at all, or do you think any, you know, this wouldn't be a part of it, I'm sure, for the Sabres when they're making this hire, or at least Adams, but if this season doesn't go well, I don't know, doesn't Kekalainen kind of strike you as a reasonable guy to replace Adams if a year goes by and they miss again or just goes poorly? You've said this too, like trying to predict what they'll do with GM, what Terry Pegula will do, is almost impossible. But I don't know. I feel like if they're ever going to move on from Adams, that Kekalainen's resume, you know, is the type of guy where I'd be impressed if they would hire him as a GM, let alone a senior advisor.
Oh, yeah, he would definitely have the inside track, you know, if you know, Terry Pegula now would have somebody that he knows, that he has worked with. You know, that's important to him when he can get somebody like that. So, definitely, I think if it does go south and, you know, they need to make a change, he definitely would have the inside track.
Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline. His appearance brought to you by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this. Paul, structurally, is it just a very easy senior advisor? Like he's just, who had this job before? Ken Sawyer or some? You know, when the Pegulas bought the team, they had a lot of people in there, and maybe it seems like.
Are you thinking Craig Patrick was in there?
Patrick, okay, Craig Patrick
would be the one to think about.
Okay, yeah. All right, very good. Then him. Yes, I'm thinking about Craig Patrick. Maybe is this just a good sign? Maybe whatever. It doesn't have to be a big good sign, but that they're hiring people without people going out, like adding to the hockey department, willing to invest a little bit in a spot that's not on the ice, but just they feel like Adams needs support. That's really what this is. I need other people in there with me. I need to have a team if you're the GM, because a lot of these teams, a lot of these GMs, these franchises do have lots of voices in the room, and the Sabres just feel like they need more.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Here are the Sabres doing this, and I think they did a good job here, but they're 5 years too late. You hired a GM who had never even approached doing this job before. It wasn't even close. When you hired him, now, of course, you couldn't have gotten this man because he was already he was a GM at the time. But that's when they should have been doing this, bringing somebody in then. But if you recall, what was one of the things that Adams was hired to do? It was gut the hockey department. So they certainly weren't creating jobs. They were getting rid of people. Yeah. They were hiring the same guy to be director of amateur scouting and the director of pro scouting, and he hadn't done either job before. You know, that's what they were doing. So, you know, they certainly weren't going to do it then, but that's when they should have been doing this, is when they hired a guy who was inexperienced and bring somebody like this in to help him.
Paul Hamilton with us on the Wester Hotline. Paul, as we enter the offseason for the Sabres and for really the whole NHL other than the finals here, a lot of teams, blogs, media, social media, there's a lot of Paterka talk out there. How do you think it goes for him this summer? Do you think it just is a short-term bridge deal between him and the Sabres? Do you think offer sheet is possible? Like, I don't know. How do you think of what type of summer we're headed for with him?
Yeah, I don't think I've read anything from anybody credible about Paterka. I mean, a couple of people who are playing games with offers, but they go, yeah, right. You know, that type of a thing. I don't know if I would see an offer sheet for him or would be worried about that. I don't really worry about offer sheets at all. I mean, there were a couple of them last year, which means it'll probably be another 5 or 6 years before we see another one, because that's the way the NHL rolls. I mean, why would you use the rules to your advantage? I mean, GMs, I never get that, and I know Jeremy doesn't get it either. He's been talking about this longer than I have. If somebody were to get an offer sheet from the Sabres, I think it would more be Bo Byram possibly than J.J. Paterka. You know, J.J. Paterka still isn't a great two-way player. You can't ignore 55 goals in 2 years. He's better. I thought he improved, but still he's not a good two-way player. He has a long ways to go before he's going to be able to do that. And before you have a coach that really, you know, is all excited to have J.J. Paterka, he's got to be a better two-way player. So, I still think, you know, he'd wind up – the only way I think you would see him traded is if the defenseman we're talking about and a really good defenseman became available and might take him to get that defenseman, and then you want to flip your depth a little bit. Then I think you could see that as a possibility.
Paul, we also got the news as we get closer to the NHL draft, which comes up later this month, that the Sabres will be using the Bills facility for this.
Yeah, I had heard that for a while now, and they confirmed that yesterday for us. So it's a big draft room. I mean, the Sabres facility, just, you know, when you got everybody there and your whole staff, you're going to be cramped. And even for us as media, I mean, we're basically in a closet. They had forgotten to do a media room when they redid the arena, so they did the best they could and put us in a closet for the most part. It's a big closet, but it's not big for as a media room. So certainly being down there in the Bills media room will be a treat for us also to cover it. But, you know, the draft room that the Buffalo Bills use is state-of-the-art and something that the Sabres really, you know, it makes a lot of sense for them to be able to go down and utilize that. So, you know, and of course you got Pete Coeli, who's COO of both teams. And so it just makes a lot of sense for them to do that.
All right. Thanks, Paul.
Okay, take care.
Paul Hamilton's appearance brought to you by Railax Honda. Railax, we got this. Stanley Cup Final begins Wednesday night in Edmonton. You know, I heard We're on YouTube, and that's where maybe you see a lot of the highlights. I was, you know, I was on vacation last week. I saw a clip of you and Sal talking about Florida, and what do the Panthers do, right? That was your question?
Yeah.
What the Panthers do that you'd like the Sabres to find a way to do what they do.
Yeah.
I have an answer about that.
Okay.
We got time here. Let's do it right here. What the Panthers have done is, if you look at their roster, the Florida Panthers have bet on that guy's actually good. Why don't other teams know that guy is good? And I'll give you at least two names on this, and maybe three. Because Sam Bennett is all the rage about, oh, Sam Bennett's going to cash in $10 million. He's the dream. It's everybody wants this guy. Toronto. His first contract in Florida, you know what it was?
Oh, couple million, right?
$4 million a year.
Yeah.
They didn't pay him that much.
Right.
They didn't go out and splash everybody by getting Sam Bennett on this massive contract. He's a guy that was drafted high, thought to be a really good player, had a career there in Calgary that went okay.
Yeah, it really wasn't much.
Not thought to be
third liner, but not great.
They signed him to 4 years, 4.4. Hey, look, this guy.
What did they spend to get him in the first place? I think that was pretty indicative too of what he was as a player when they got him. It was for
like a mid-round pick.
They traded. It was Bennett in a sixth-round pick for a prospect in a second.
Come on,
like nothing.
What do the Panthers do that other teams don't do? They say that guy's actually good. Oh, you want another example of this? Carter Verhaeghe.
Yeah,
Carter Verhaeghe was a free agent. He makes $7 million now. He's on a 8-year, $56 million deal. How did they get him? Free agent, 3 years, 12.
Yeah.
I'll say another name here. Sorry. Evan Rodriguez. Hey, that guy's actually good. He plays on a 1 year, $2 million deal with Colorado. He's actually good. After 1 year, $1 million in Pittsburgh. What do they do? 4 years, $12 million. $3 million a year. Mm-hmm. That guy can play hockey. What did the Sabres do when they traded? What did the Panthers do? Let's go further. Reinhart.
Yeah.
That guy's better than you think he is. Montour, that guy's every move they make is, you know what?
You might be missing their best example of this too, which is when they claimed Gustav Forsling on waivers.
Waivers!
He's like a number one defenseman now.
The Panthers actually know who good players are.
Yeah.
That is it. I sincerely think, what percentage do I want to put on this? 30% of the league? Doesn't. They don't. And the Panthers do. And they consistently exploit it. Like, actually, this guy's good.
Yeah.
How do they keep getting away with it? Answer.
They're smart.
They're
smart.
This isn't draft and develop. They've done that with Barkov and Ekblad. And then, you know.
But even that, those guys are so long ago. Like, really, that's another way of looking at it. Barkov and Ekblad, that's 10 years ago. Their team is built on what you're talking about. Guys they've identified on other teams that they think they're better than the league maybe thinks they are, and then they bring them in.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a couple guys that they've developed, like Lundell, Lutsarainen, right? Like, there's a couple, but that's not what the team is built on. That's their third line is basically built on that. And then they added Marchand on it, which made it even better. So, right, like, that's right. that one's not, like, you know, out of nowhere found them. The other point that I made last week about this, because I've been seeing Travis Yost write about this repeatedly, like how valuable power play really is to wins now in the league, and I'm thinking a lot about Reinhart for that. Like, Florida, the trade they got the most credit for was the Tkachuk trade, for turning things around for culture and for team toughness and all that. I'm not saying that didn't matter, trade.
He'd also had 100 points the year they traded for him. Maybe Calgary thinks like, oh, let's sell high on this idea.
That's right.
Or he's not going to re-sign there, whatever.
But he's continued that anyway in Florida. Yep. So I'm not saying that trade wasn't integral to what they've done, but I think the Reinhart trade for them doesn't get enough credit because he's been I don't think this is an over-exaggeration. He's been the best power play player in the NHL for 3 years now. If he's not the best, he's one of like the top five.
Sure.
And that, I think, has been enormous for them.
It's not just the income tax. They don't have to overpay because they see a guy and they say, $3 million for you, that guy. Yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
He can play. Sam Bennett's on a 4.4. That's like, what does Samuelson make? 4.2?
4.25.
Oh, come on.
So what do you want to do? You want to give Ben an 8?
Just saying, like, it doesn't even have to be silly season. You go out and you make a trade, a 6-round pick trade, then extend him for modest money because you're like, this guy's the top 5 pick. He's probably, we think he's really good. To me, yeah. The Panthers are, I don't know why everybody doesn't think this guy's good. He's good. And then he goes to Florida and does great.
I did see people pointing out that Bill Zito, their GM, was Kekalainen hired him. He was an agent. He was an agent in the NHL, and Kekalainen hired him. He's like, why don't you come work in a hockey department? Come be my assistant GM.
All right.
And then he went from there to be the Panthers GM.
803-0550 to join us. 1-888-552-550. Jeremy and Joe can give us a ring on the Sabres, the Kekalainen move, if you'd like. You know, the Bills are off with OTAs and all that stuff. Josh got married this weekend.
There's also a crazy Diggs take from the last, like, 24 hours that I've seen in Boston.
Let's have it. I'm ready for that. Let's do that next.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.